When you live on a tiny island like Manhattan, the odds of bumping into the one who broke your heart are incredibly high. The odds of bumping into him when you look like shit are even higher. After a breakup, certain streets, locations, even times of day are off limits. The city becomes a deserted battlefield loaded with emotional landmines. You have to be very careful where you step, or you could be blown to pieces.
Get your coat on, Anne Frank. We're going out.
You guys, I'm really not
coat
in the mood.
Coat on, body out.
Where are we going?
It's a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but only if it's nowhere I can run into him.
Just when exactly do you think you're going to be getting out of this hostage situation?
Miranda.
What? Am I wrong?
Don't listen to her, Carrie. It's only been a month. It takes half the total time you went out with someone to get over them.
I always like a good math solution to any love problem.
It's the breakup rule. You and Big only went out for a year, so that means that she's got 5 more months to get over him.
No, you gotta cut your losses and get back in the game. When Eric and I broke up, I got over him right away.
I don't really remember it being like that.
What?
Eric who?
Eric, asshole I dated a couple of years ago.
Oh, that Eric.
Miranda used to call Eric the love of her life until he left her for another woman. Now she almost never mentioned him.
You can't push yourself into feeling good. The only way to get over somebody is to feel really bad, to cry to your girlfriends, and then to replay what you hated about him over and over in your head all day.
Yep, that sounds about right.
You're way too dressed up for where we're going.
But you know what? I'm going to risk overdress versus a chance of meeting with Big for the first time looking the way I feel.
Oh, God, seeing someone for the first time is the worst. You never know how to act.
Yeah, and then there's the vomiting. You know what? If Big had any class, he would have moved away. I was here first.
You're giving him way too much power. You broke up with him, remember?
Yeah, right. And that makes me, what, happy?
Taxi!
Amazingly, Samantha was still with James. A monogamous relationship for a woman whose bedroom was usually busier than Balducci's on a Saturday.
Hey, you lovebirds.
Oh!
And how are the most beautiful women in Manhattan?
If we see them, I'll ask.
Have a fun day, and don't let anything bad happen to my princess.
Aww.
Love you.
God, Samantha, everything is going so great. Me, James, and his tiny penis were one big happy family.
After 2 months, despite all his sweetness and charm, Samantha still hadn't quite accepted James's shortcomings. When Miranda said, "Get back in the game," she meant it. 40 minutes and a $55 cab ride later, we found ourselves at Yankee Stadium.
Who wants another?
Miranda was a huge fan of the Yankees. I was a huge fan of being anywhere you could smoke and drink at 2 in the afternoon without judgment.
Beer!
Do they have hot cocoa?
Okay, coming up to bat, the new Yankee, just up from the minors, single, oh so cute. Woo!
I can barely see him. Why are we sitting all the way up here?
Because it's the only place I can smoke without Giuliani putting me away for 10 years.
These seats suck. This hot dog sucks. My entire life sucks.
Your life doesn't suck. You have a man who really loves you.
So yay love. Woo!
I don't think you ladies understand the seriousness of my situation. How would you like to make love to this every night?
Is it kosher?
Don't make me laugh. It's tragic.
Can we all just try and get into the game for a second?
All right.
Come on! Show us what you got! Last year, this guy was Mr. September. He hit like 10 home runs in 9 days. Ball! Good eye! Way to watch him! He batted .373. He drove in 47 runs. His on-base percentage was .410.
As Miranda went on and on about the new Yankee stats, I couldn't help but wonder about my own. 10 years playing in New York, countless dates, 5 real relationships, 1 serious, all ending in breakups. If I were a ball player, I'd be batting, whatever really bad is.
Oh my God! Here it comes! Oh my God!
Know what the odds of catching a fly ball are?
I didn't. But I couldn't help but wonder if they were any higher than finding a relationship that would last.
3 innings, 4 beers, and 1 shameless flash of my press pass later, we waited outside the locker room to get my ball signed by the new Yankee.
Hi, good game.
Did you see that bolt?
He was wearing a cup.
Well, honey, his cup runneth over.
Okay, it's official. You're drunk.
Oh, I'm not drunk. I'm sedated for my pain.
She's allowed to be drunk. She's going through a breakup.
Okay. Oh!
Hey, hi. Excuse me. Huge Yankee fan. We don't mean to bother you, but my friend caught your ball. This is her.
I'm her friend.
Hi.
And we were wondering if you'd sign it.
Oh, the foul ball to the upper deck?
Yes. I mean, yes. If it's not too... I'm a huge Yankee fan. I'm a lawyer.
So if I don't sign it, you'll sue me?
No. No. I don't know why I said that.
No problem. Give me the ball.
Give him the ball.
Oh. Could you hold these?
Sure.
Thank you.
You a Yankee fan, too?
Actually, no. I came for the beer. I think baseball's a little dull.
Oh, yeah? What do you do?
She writes a column.
A sex column.
Nothing dull about that.
You'd be surprised.
There you go.
Thank you. Woo!
You're so cute.
I'm gonna ask him to the Dolce & Gabbana party.
What? No, really, you can't.
I don't know if it was the beer or the fact that I was holding his ball. Something gave me the strength to ask the new Yankee out.
No, no, no. This is not fair. This is not the way this is supposed to happen.
What? You told me to get back in the game.
Yeah, with some balding CPA or other boring rebound guy. Nobody rebounds with the new Yankee.
Well, maybe I'm the new carry. Come on, ladies, let's blow this hot dog stand. She knew it was risky, but a day of watching big men swing their big wooden bats proved to be too much for Samantha. She told herself, there's no harm in just looking.
Can I help you?
As my ballpark cheap beer buzz wore off, I began to worry about the ramifications of my day. Was Charlotte right? Were we supposed to get over an ex in a slow, painful way? Or should we just ignore all the bad feelings and throw ourselves back in the game? In a world where leaving each other seems to be getting more and more frequent, what are the breakup rules?
Whatever you do, man, don't cry. Because if you do get back together again, then, like, you're the guy that cried.
Don't call or see him till 3 months have passed. That's how long it takes to lose the weight you put on when you were breaking up.
Give her whatever she wants, but don't sign a motherfucking thing.
Change your name, change your phone number, change your job. They're all bums. You got a problem? Huh?
Friday night, the Dolce & Gabbana party. The new Yankee was 10 minutes late. I was running 20 behind. I was reaching for my favorite necklace when... I thought I'd destroyed all the evidence, but there it was. We'd taken it with a disposable camera before it ever dawned on me that we could be disposable as well. It was then and there I created my own very first breakup rule. Destroy all pictures where he looks sexy and you look happy. The party was a complete home run. All the fashion heavy hitters were there.
Oh, come on, honey.
Paul!
Charlotte was dating Paul Erickson, the VP of a major recording label's classical and jazz division.
Ladies, have a good time. Here you go.
Oh, yeah?
You're not gonna believe it. This guy's never heard Miles Davis.
I don't really like that jazz stuff.
Stop. Oh, you just wait. I'm gonna give you our best of Miles Davis CD. That stuff's gonna change your mind. His concentration of emotion and the phrasing, oh, man, it's fucking magical.
He was handsome, smart, eclectic, the perfect match for Charlotte. Except for one minor snag.
The authenticity of Miles' timbre is gonna blow you away. I mean, the fusion revolution changed the entire concept of contemporary music.
There we were, two single gals out on the town with our ball players.
Thought I saw.
Where?
No, it wasn't him. It wasn't him.
Do you think he'll be here?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
Breakup rule number two. Lie. It's a lot easier than admitting that's why you invited the new Yankee. And why you maxed out your credit card to buy the dress. When Mr. Big never made an appearance, I decided to make the best of it. I actually got to know a little about this new Yankee. His name was Joe.
So, Joe, the new Yankee. How'd you like your first fashion party?
It's kind of cool. What?
Nothing. It's just, kind of cool. You're very succinct.
What, are you making fun of me?
A little bit.
Well, you're kind of cute.
You're kind of cute, too.
And there, in the shadow of my island, just 4 weeks out of my last relationship, I let the new Yankee get to first base. Our Saturday morning ritual, coffee, eggs, and a very private dish session. Except today our dish wasn't so private.
You're on page six.
Mm. Oh my God!
Hot Yankee Joe Stark on town with New York columnist and sex pert Carrie Bradshaw.
Sex pert. It was a proud day for me.
Oh, honey, that dress just paid for itself. Big is gonna see this and die.
I don't want him to die.
Oh, cut the shit. It's me. You're using that Yankee.
Okay. Everybody has got to look at my new Palm Pilot. It's amazing. It
has
my entire schedule.
This is great. The first time Big sees you, you look like that, and you're with the Yankee.
Why are we still talking about him? He hurt her. He's out of the picture. It's over. Let's talk about something else, okay?
Okay.
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 I have a problem with my boyfriend.
Okay, I'm gonna go get the check.
I don't know really quite how to say this, but he's always, touching his,
balls. I know, Carrie told me.
I had to. It freaked me out. I didn't know what the hell was going on there. I still don't. What is going on there?
I don't know, but it's constant. He just can't seem to leave them alone.
He and every other guy on the planet. They're always trying to pull our attention down there. Look what I got.
I don't get it. He's from a good family. He went to Brown. Why is he doing that?
Does he have a pair of low hangers?
Is that a patented phrase?
You know, sometimes they just hang so low they get in the way. I heard Nick Nolte had a ball lift.
I don't know how long they are.
Wait a minute. You've been dating this guy for 3 weeks and you haven't seen his balls yet? Oh, come on, get with the program.
But why do men do this? I mean, how would they feel if we stood around in public touching ourselves?
They'd love it.
What are we talking about?
Charlotte's boyfriend's balls?
Seriously?
They're too long.
She's just guessing.
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. All we talk about anymore is big or balls or small dicks. How does it happen that four such smart women have nothing to talk about but boyfriends? It's like seventh grade with bank accounts. What about us? What we think, we feel, we know, Christ. Does it always have to be about them? Just, you know, give me a call when you're ready to talk about something besides men for a change.
In the case of Miranda Hobbs versus Silly Women Everywhere, the verdict was in. Guilty as charged. After breakfast, Charlotte and I went shopping. Breakup rule number three. Until emotionally stabilized, enter no stores. Later that night, Samantha and James were about to enter the seventh inning stretch.
Okay, honey. Now when I arch my back, I want you to lift that ass and really give it to me.
Rather than quit mid-season, Samantha decided to attack her problem with the gusto of a seasoned coach training a rookie.
Go, go, lift! Lift that ass! Give it to me! Give it to me!
A good coach encourages and motivates.
Oh, you are so hot. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me, you hot stud.
A good coach disciplines and criticizes.
No, what are you doing back there? Let's go!
And like every good coach, she passed on the benefits of her years of experience.
Okay, baby, I'm close. I want you to get up here and slide inside of me. Hurry, slide, slide, slide!
Oh, yeah!
Then, at the bottom of the ninth try, with two balls and two strikes, the coach had no choice but to bring in a pinch hitter.
What's that?
It's my vibrator. I thought it would be fun.
Well, I think just us might be more fun. I mean, that's not a problem, is it?
But there was no joy in Mudville. Mighty Samantha had struck out. But a little further uptown, the ball game was just getting started.
I have a present for you.
Hmm. I thought you just gave me one.
I was at Barney's today. And, well, here.
Charlotte had decided a possible solution to her problem might be as simple as briefs versus boxers.
The salesman said that these were the very best. They're like the Wonder Bra for men. They give good support, something about the pouch.
We haven't even made love yet and you're already out shopping for me? Slow down!
No, it's not like that.
It's what?
Well...
But Charlotte couldn't bring herself to tell him the problem was foul balls.
This is too fast. Way too fast. First comes the underwear... And then you move in, and then the next thing I know, you hate my music.
And that was that. He broke it off after only 3 weeks. Charlotte, true to form, was over him in exactly a week and a half. Whenever Miranda was feeling stressed out, she went for a long walk. She'd lose herself in the places and faces, and whatever was bothering her would somehow lift. But today she would have no such luck. And just when Miranda decided she was the only woman in New York with any real perspective on men, there he was, Eric Asshole, the former love of her life, walking hand in hand with the woman he left her for. Somewhere between playing the Royals and the Red Sox, the new Yankee found a minute to teach me some dugout pastimes.
1, 2, 3, pause.
Oh, God. Shit.
If you don't get this, we don't move on
to
Spain.
Here. Hold it in.
Center your head now.
I wait.
Back.
Sorry.
Breakup rule number 4. Never stop thinking about him, even for a moment, because that's the moment he'll appear. As he made his way through the crowd, I felt calm. I had accomplished the perfect first meeting. I looked good, I felt good, and I was with the new Yankee.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, look at you. I've been, I keep meaning... Good. Oh, God, sorry. This is Joe Stark.
I know who he is. I'm a big fan. Good luck this season.
Thanks.
I saw your picture in the paper.
Never looked better.
You want another round?
Hey, some buddies of mine are over at a bar in Bleecker. How about it?
Sure.
Hey.
sorry. I'm really sorry. It's not you. This is really embarrassing. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're okay.
No, I don't think I'm okay. I just cried in your mouth. I'm not ready, you know. That guy in the bar, that suit guy. I better go. Sorry.
You want me to give you a ride home?
No, Joe, please. Just don't pay any more attention to me, all right? Just go. Please, just go to that bar thing, and I'm just going to get a cab, all right? Just please, will you just go? All right, then I'll go.
But I didn't go home. I couldn't. I went to a payphone.
Hey, it's me. Hi. Listen, I know things are really weird between us right now, but I really need to talk. Will you meet me at our place in, like, 15 minutes? Okay.